Episode 1. Main Briefing. Wednesday, July 8, 2026. Theme. You're listening to the Daily AI Briefing for Wednesday, July 8, 2026. I'm Bob. Let's get into it. First up, OpenAI is dropping a whole model family this week. GPT 5.6 Sol, along with Terra and Luna, will launch publicly this Thursday. That's tomorrow. The naming suggests a tiered family, Sol likely being the flagship, Terra and Luna smaller or specialized variants. This is the first major OpenAI release since GPT 5.5, and the industry has been watching closely. We'll know more in 24 hours. In parallel, Anthropic has been busy on the infrastructure front. The company signed a massive 20-year lease agreement for an AI data center in Hawesville, Kentucky, with TerraWolf, a crypto mining company that pivoted to AI infrastructure. The deal is worth an estimated $19 billion in revenue for TerraWolf. The data center will start coming online in the second half of 2027, eventually ramping up to 401 megawatts of power delivery by 2028. That's enough to power something like 300,000 homes. AI training doesn't come cheap. And Anthropic also extended access to their Claude Fable 5 model on all paid plans through July 12. If you've been meaning to try it, you've got a few more days. Speaking of people leaving, OpenAI's chief futurist, Joshua Akiam, is leaving the company after 9 years. He wrote on X that there's no specific reason or specific timing, but he feels it's possible to work on the mission from outside the walls of a frontier lab. He recently testified in the Musk versus Altman trial. On the regulatory front, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the Artificial Intelligence Safety Measures Act into law on Monday. This follows similar bills in New York and California. The law requires independent third-party audits at AI companies and is one of the strongest state-level AI transparency mandates in the country. Notion launched a new standalone app called Notion Agents on iOS. Unlike their main note-taking app, this one is specifically for chatting with custom AI agents or connected models like ChatGPT, Gemini, and Claude. You can ask agents questions, capture text, photos, and voice notes. It's an interesting bet on agent-first interfaces. And xAI quietly rebranded their X account to SpaceXAI. No big announcement, just a name change that hints at tighter integration between the two Musk companies. That's your main briefing. Episode 2 covers local models, open source tools, and automation. Stay tuned.